Welcome back to the Camp House Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Busby, and this is our special series focused on local elections for 2018. Over the summer, we're going to bring you interviews featuring candidates running for local offices of County Mayor, County Commission, and Hamilton County School Board. In the end, we hope you are more connected and informed about the men and women hoping to receive your vote in August. Today, we head to District 3 and interview candidates Rosabelle Gorman and Greg Martin. Mr. Martin is the incumbent for the seat, seeking his second term serving the people of District 3, while Ms. Gorman is challenging for the position. Geographically, District 3 includes the communities of Hickson, Middle Valley, and Big Ridge, extending from Ashland Terrace north along the Tennessee River, beyond Chester Frost Park to the community of Lakesite. And now I present our interview with Greg Martin, candidate for County Commission, District 3. Well, Mr. Martin, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so as we continue our election series, today I have the pleasure of interviewing Greg Martin, who is a candidate for County Commission, District 3, which is an office you hold currently, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so you're the incumbent. Mm-hmm. I'd like to start out these interviews just kind of asking candidates to, you know, spend a couple minutes telling us about yourself, your background, where you come from, professional background, things like that.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised here in Hamilton County at Erlanger Hospital and was educated in Hickson High, which is in District 3.
That's, yeah, it's your district.
Right. And in fact, my four children and myself, we've been educated in five of the eight public schools in District 3.
Wow.
So I've got some pretty deep roots in the Hickson community. My family on my mother's side goes back to the founding of Hamilton County in 1819.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been here a long time, and we're proud to be here today.
Well, it's 'cause I'm very interested in what your, you know, professional background is. How long have you served for the County Commission?
I was elected to the County Commission in a special election in November of 2016.
Okay.
Prior to that, I was the County School Board Representative for District 3.
Okay.
From 2012 till 2016. And that's what I've done with as far as public service is concerned. The job that I send my youngest son to college that pays the bills is that I'm a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Realty Center there in Hickson. And, and prior to that, I was in the cemetery business for 20 years. I always tell people I've gone from selling inches to selling acres, from below ground to above ground.
That's great.
And one of the things I love about being in the real estate business, besides just the interaction with people, is it's one of those things you have to explain to people.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in the cemetery business, they're like, what in the world is that?
Was that a family business?
No, okay. It wasn't a family business. I was in it for 20 years, though, and loved it. It was about helping people, and I love that. Of course, real estate's about helping people, too.
Sure.
But, you know, in that business, you have, in the cemetery business, it's about helping people in an acute, interesting time in their lives when there's a lot of grief and hurt and pain. And so helping folks out at that time was very, very rewarding. And, but I've been doing real estate now for 3 years and enjoyed that. And I enjoy not having to explain what I do.
Well, you know, so as you, so running for public office is nothing new. You know, you were part of the school board, like you said, and now you're running again for this county commission seat. Yeah, as you, especially in sort of this iteration of the election cycle, as you've been really canvassing Hickson and District 3, which goes all the way up to Middle Valley, you know, what are you hearing from your constituents? You know, what are their concerns and what are their hopes, you know, going forward?
Well, actually, the district goes further than Middle Valley. It goes up and takes in Lakesite as well, the city of Lakesite, Middle Valley, and goes over to 153 and then down and takes in Hickson, Norcross, part of Gad Road, down to Eli, over to Access Road, Ashland Terrace, and to the river, basically.
Okay.
That's pretty much the district. You know, what's important to people in our community is, and I know the community. I'm not a Johnny-come-lately to the community. I've been there pretty much my whole life. I was gone for, I think, 13 years with school and work. You know, what's really important to the people as I talk to them is public safety and a good educational system that meets the needs of their families. That's what's really important to the folks in our community.
Well, so actually, talk to me about the switch from, you know, my next question is going to be about public education. You know, what is the role of the county commission in addressing the improvement of our public schools? So, and in that answer, I'd almost like to hear why switch from, talk me through the process of moving from school board to the county commission.
Sure. Let me back up and say, you know, the way I got involved in politics and public service was truly through the back door. Had no plans whatsoever. I didn't grow up and say, I think I want to get in politics. It wasn't on the radar at all. And when I was living in Mississippi, there was a vacancy on the school board down there. And we had a small town, Long Beach, Mississippi. It was a very acrimonious city council. The mayor and the alderman just was all the time a fight. In fact, I used to jokingly say that it was more fun to go down on Tuesday nights and watch city council than it was anything on TV. It was more entertaining. Yeah. But they had a vacancy, and so they one of the aldermen called me, Barnett and Radcliffe, and he called me. He said, I was painting my house in the summer. He said, Greg, he said, we got an opening on the school board. You know how we all hate each other down here. And we've decided we hate you the least. Would you be willing to come down here and be on the school board? And I didn't even apply. And I said, let me think about it, and I'll call you back at the end of the day. And so I finished what I was doing, painting my house that hot July day. And I called him back. I said, yeah, I'll do that. And so I served for a year and a half. And then when I moved back to Tennessee in 99 to home, wasn't too many years after that, I guess it was in 2012, that Mr. Fairchild, who was my middle school principal at Hickson Junior High when I was a young person, he resigned the school board. And so there was a vacancy. And I had several friends encourage me to put my name in the hat, you know, to consider the appointment. And I thought, well, I probably won't get the appointment, but I'll put my name in. I'd had the experience. I'd had experience in business. I'd run several cemeteries as businesses, for-profit cemeteries. And I'd had experience of being on the school board. I have my education. I have a doctor's degree and, you know, those kinds of things. And so anyway, I put my name in the hat, and amazingly, I was appointed to the school board again on a 5-4 vote. And then in 2014, if I was going to continue public service, I had to run. And so I ran for the first time for, even though I'd been appointed to two school boards, I ran in 14 and won that seat. Okay. For school board. And then when Commissioner Haynes went on to be elected to the assessor of property for Hamilton County, there was a vacancy. And I had several people that asked me about running for county commission. And you know, it was an opportunity for expanded service. On the school board, you talk about one thing and one thing only, right? It's about education. And county commission is more than education. In fact, a lot of things that people ask about education are issues for the school board.
Yeah.
But the county commission deals with economic development. It's an appropriation of our county tax dollars, which is about $750 million now is what our budget is. And part of the vast majority of that, $440 million of that, is for public education. Yeah. But it's about more things. It's about public safety. It's about economic development, those types of things. And so I wanted the opportunity, if the people favored me, and they did in November of 2016, to have expanded service on the county commission. So that's really kind of how I got to this place. And I love what I'm doing. I love serving the people. You know, they're my friends, my neighbors, folks I've known my whole life.
Yeah.
And the way to continue to serve is to put my name on the ballot. And so that's why I'm offering myself again for a 4-year term.
Yeah, so keep going in that direction. So what is the role of the county commission when it comes to our public schools?
Well, the role of the county commission, it is the appropriations of county tax dollars. You know, we don't set the policy at the school board. The school board does that. We don't, and I used to tell people when I was on the school board has one employee. It's the superintendent, and I shared him with 8 other board members. So, you know, because you have people that would call about teachers and principals and bus drivers and, you know, all kinds of stuff. And, you know, you like helping them. But at the end of the day, the school board has one employee, and that's Superintendent Johnson, and they share him. They don't supervise the assistant superintendents, the principals. Well, the commission is even a step back further, because they don't hire the superintendent or set the policies or decide what principals go into what school. What the county commission does is that it funds the school system with local county tax dollars. And I'm proud to say that the county school system is going to increase its budget, I think $13,700,000+ this year without any additional taxes for that. In fact, Hamilton County supports its school system, the taxpayers, with local tax dollars. I think we're number 4 in the state of Tennessee among school systems as far as local tax dollars that are going to support public education. I know that the Department of Education, a year ago I looked at it real close, that it had grown by $100 million in 10 years, which is phenomenal, and grew at a rate of 36% more than any other department in county government. Yeah. So I think the people of Hamilton County need to be very proud that they have stepped up with the local tax dollars to help fund public education. And I would just say this about public education, because I'm very familiar with it in Hickson. Like I say, my family's been to 5 of the 8 schools. You know, people are big proponents of public education in our community. I just to tell you a story, there was a few years ago, there was a church in the northern end of the district, Dallas Bay Baptist Church, that was going to consider starting a Christian school, not unlike Silverdale or Grace Academy, something, you know, like that. And they talked about it for years, and they had the resources, the money, the people, they had everything to do it. And they got down to the time to actually signing up, writing checks, getting the school instituted, and they decided not to do it because they only had 2 people. And the reason they only had 2 people is because people believe and are invested in public education in District 3.
That's great.
I'll give you another good example. This morning at the County Commission, I recognized Middle Valley Elementary and Principal Allison DeYoung and the Read 20 program, because that school has over 90% of the students that go home every day with a mom, a dad, a grandma, a guardian, someone, and they read 20 minutes a day after school, because they've made it a culture of reading and learning, and there's great leadership, and there's parental involvement and guardian involvement, and that's really what it takes for a child to have that opportunity to be successful. And I'm very fortunate to live in a community where parents are engaged and businesses are engaged in our public education system. I know that's probably a longer answer than...
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, my son goes to Brown Academy up here. He just entered kindergarten, going to first grade next year. And honestly, you know, his favorite days of the year was when the Read 20 bus came to the school, because he got to go home with a book. You know, it's fantastic. And obviously, you love making a big deal of the book fair every time it's at school, and letting my son and my daughter, who's in the UTC pre-K program there, you know, go through and pick a couple books every single time. I do have a question before we move on. You know, you say you're painting a house in the summer of Mississippi. Does paint actually stick to a house in that kind of humidity?
It sticks to you. Yeah, it was very, very humid down there in South Mississippi this time of year in July.
Well, you know, one question that I'm personally just very interested in that I'm asking everybody is, you know, our county elections are partisan, which is different than the city of Chattanooga elections. And so do you see that as a good thing or a bad thing or a neutral thing? Doesn't really matter. You know, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing because there's a vetting process. You know, you have primaries where you might have 2 or 3 Republicans running in a primary in May or March, is it? I guess it's March.
It's March, yeah.
Yeah. And then you might have 2 or 3 Democrats running, you know. So there's a vetting process to get down to the 2 candidates, a Republican and a Democrat. And I think that can be a good thing as opposed to a bad thing. But I see the other side of it, too. You know, if it was nonpartisan, it wouldn't matter to me. I mean, I think on these local elections, people vote for who they know and who they like and who they trust. And so I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, and that's the whole point of these episodes, this series we're trying to do, is really just be able to introduce people, because I'm sure there's, you know, plenty of people in District 3 who've never met you or your opponent. So, we want people to get to know you and sort of your vision and what you see in the county. So, you know, along those lines, you know, looking forward, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges facing Hamilton County? And maybe, you know, even a short-term and a long-term challenge.
Well, you know, Hamilton County is experiencing unprecedented growth, and it's because of good government. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just because of good government. Good government's a part of that. You know, government doesn't have any money. Government doesn't risk capital to, or it shouldn't risk capital to have the economy. It's private citizens, it's businesses, it's entrepreneurs that put their capital out there to say we want to build a business and grow a business. And I think that's really important that, you know, I can't remember if it was during this conversation, the one I just had with another group just a moment ago, but, you know, more people are at work today in Hamilton County than the 199-year history.
Oh, that's incredible.
Of this county.
Yeah.
And we are the only county in the state of Tennessee that has a AAA bond rating by the three major bond rating agencies. And we have a healthy fund balance so that, you know, we had to draw down on that before I got on the commission to building some of the infrastructure out there to help with Volkswagen and those companies coming. I think that economically that our county is poised to continue the economic engine. And that is, to me, I think one of the most important things, one of the most critical things going forward, that we have the right infrastructure, which government can have a part of and should have a part of, and also providing the opportunity and the incentives for businesses to come here. Hey, when these businesses choose what city they're going to locate, there's competition.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, they can look at a lot of different places and a lot of different infrastructure needs. How are they going to be helped? What kind of workforce is going to be there? And education's important when it comes to that aspect, too, that you have a community that has people that are ready to go into the jobs. That you have, and I'm very excited about the Future Ready Institutes that Dr. Johnson is instituting. We've already had that in Hickson for years, and that we've had at Hickson, young people can graduate there with a CNA license, I believe it is, and also that they've had an agricultural program there, agri-science, which is great. So they're just going to expand on that. But some of the other schools across the county that don't have those are going to be having different types of, some are going to be mechanics and builders and different things. And I'm not exactly sure of that. You know, and it's an interesting thing about that, I was listening to one of the gubernatorial candidates the other day, one of the Republican gubernatorial candidates the other day, and he was bragging about Hamilton County and the Future Ready Institute, and that wanted to see, part of his platform was to see about expanding that across the state of Tennessee with what we're doing here in Chattanooga, which I think in Hamilton County, I think is a really good thing.
Yeah, I mean, we love innovation, right?
And absolutely.
So it'll be really interesting, you know, 5 years down the road to see the kind of impact these Future Ready Institutes have made. I grew up in Arkansas, and we had a big agri-science piece in our high school, and I tell people this all the time. What was fascinating is I had a welding teacher in high school, and his name was Mr. Steele, right? That's pretty amazing in itself. But I also had a carpentry teacher, and I'm not kidding you, his name was Mr. Carpenter. And so I don't know how you have that in one school, but
that's Arkansas.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. So, what do you see as maybe a long-term challenge within that and maybe facing our county down the road?
Well, I think the long-term challenge is making sure that our schools are safe. A lot of these schools were built in an era before craziness took over. And, you know, you've got all this media violence. We in a society have made violence entertainment in the last 30, 40 years. That wasn't the case when I was a kid. You know, there was not a school shooting in America by a juvenile against two or more students until 1979 in America.
Wow.
That's an amazing statistic. Yep. And you got to ask yourself, well, what's happened? Mm-hmm. Well, we all know what's happened. We've made violence entertainment in the movies, videos, et cetera. And so a lot of our schools were built. Hickson High, where I graduated from in 1981, is a good example. It was built, and I think it has – I mean, I can't tell you how many entry points it has when you take the windows and the doors and all of those things. So I think one of the really big challenges is how can we make our public buildings, our schools, safer? And I think a part of that is the SROs, and of course we have them in every high school and middle school, and with the new budget allocations we're doing this year, we're going to have a surplus of those going to start filtering down into the elementary. Ultimately, I think we'll get there with the SROs, but that's just one piece of the puzzle. You know, I think there needs to be changes, and here again, this is a school board policy. It's not a county commission. You know, about not leaving doors unlocked. You know, I'm married to a public school teacher. You know, not going out the fastest door to the car to get something and leaving a rock in the door and coming back. But you know, all those types of things that you have to do to make things safer. Some of these first floor windows that could easily be accessed. I think that's one of the biggest challenges that you're going to see. That's important to me is making schools safe, because if people don't feel safe and they don't feel like that they're making progress, and protected, you're in trouble. And so, to me, that's huge going forward.
Well, when you look at sort of the last 5 years within Hamilton County, what is something that we've done really, really well?
Well, I think that what we've done really, really well is with our economic development. I mean, I don't know how you could underscore or underplay that. I mean, that's just been phenomenal. I grew up here. I remember when I was a teenager and in my early 20s, you know, downtown wasn't nearly as desirable. Hamilton County wasn't nearly as desirable as it is today. And a lot of that is because of private businesses and the right policies to attract those people that have built. I think the last time I counted, there were 6 cranes building hotels. And I've affectionately told the mayor, I think we need to make the crane the national bird for Hamilton County, the county bird. You know, we get the county flag because having the crane in the air says a lot about the economic development that's taking place in our community.
I was actually having this conversation with somebody this morning. You know, we get compared as a city to Asheville a lot. And what I always tell people is, like, the biggest difference is, like, the economic foundation of our county is far more secure because it is incredibly diverse between major private industry and also major government institutional industry like TVA and stuff like that. And when you have that sort of foundation, that allows you to create things like an innovation district and an entrepreneurial hub and a creative community. But you really need that larger foundation of an economy for that to be successful. Well, you know, as we're kind of, you know, wrapping these up, these are all meant to be fairly short interviews. You know, is there anything else within your platform or anything else you want candidates to know about you?
You mean voters to know about me?
Voters, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I want voters.
Well, and the candidates.
Candidates too, okay. What I really would want is, you know, what I've said is what I've said. I think public safety is important going forward in the future. And I think that we're moving the jail from downtown with a process over towards Silverdale is really important. I think public safety is extremely important. People have to feel comfortable and safe in their schools and their houses and their houses of worship. I think that's really important. I think our public education is headed in the right direction. I mean, Dr. Johnson hadn't been there that long, but good things are coming that way. And I think that you know, we're going to see things improve there. What the county government needs to do is what we have done is we've stepped up to the plate last year and we put, I think, $125 million towards infrastructure and rebuilding some schools that are dilapidated, providing some things that aren't very glamorous, don't get a lot of headlines, like the new HVAC system they're going to put over at CCA and some of those types of things. You know, no one's going to cut a ribbon and get their picture taken with that kind of stuff, but it has to be done and it needs to be done. So, you know, I've stood for those things. I appreciate those things. I think they're things that need to be done. And I guess the last thing I would say is that I would humbly ask that the voters in District 3 in Big Ridge, Lakeside, Middle Valley, Hickson, that when they go to the polls, early voting July 13th, through the 28th or August the 2nd, that they would please honor me with their vote, and I would be so very honored to have that.
So, okay, I live downtown, I live in Highland Park, but if I were to, you know, sort of take my family up to District 3 and spend a day, you know, what would you recommend we go do?
Chester Frost Park. Chester Frost Park is one of the greatest assets that Hamilton County has when you compare to other counties. I mean, what other county has a park that is on par with Chester Frost Park? I don't think there is one. I think in many ways our county park is better maintained and than some of the state parks that I've been to. And we have such a jewel that is there. Of course, I go there at least once a week, you know, for exercise, and I'm not much of a camper, but I do enjoy the exercise and getting out in nature there on the river. So I would invite you to come up there and get a snow cone.
Yeah. And well, we've been there. My kids love the swimming area at Chester Frost. I will say we've been camping there one time.
Yeah.
And the raccoons are ridiculous on Chester Frost. But they ate our toothpaste, for crying out loud.
Wow. Yeah. Did they get in your tent?
No, surprisingly. But, I mean, they were fighting right outside of our tent the whole time. It was funny. But, we live and learn.
It is a jewel there. That our public schools in Hickson and Chester Frost are great things. Our people are great. I always encourage people to spend their money in District 3 because here's the reason why. Here's the reason why that's important. If I'm going to get gas, I'm not getting it downtown Lookout Valley. I'm going to try to get it in Hickson because I want people that are looking at thinking about locating business. I want them to know that we have a vibrant economy and that people shop in Hickson,
yep.
and that people use our businesses that are in Hickson. So that's important to me. Probably not a lot of people think like that, but as a representative, I do think like that. I think about the more money that businesses can show of traffic in stores and gas stations and, you know, at the mall, at Northgate, those kinds of things, that helps others that are considering locating. And we have lots of development that's coming to our community, too, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
A lot of houses are being built up there.
Yeah, a lot of houses are being built everywhere.
Well, hopefully. That's true.
They need
that's
it. True.
And I guess the last thing that I would just say, if anybody needs to get a hold of me, if they've got a question, my phone number is 423-596-7338, and my email is countycommissionergregmartin@gmail.com. I'd be glad to take any email, any call. If anybody's got a question, I'd be glad to help them answer them, anything that they need. I want to be open and transparent and available. I think that's really important. If I could just share one last story.
Yeah.
I love that in the founding of our country, when General Washington became President Washington, he made it a point. This is such an interesting thing to me. Different time, different era. He made it a point that every Tuesday at 3:00, he opened the White House doors so that anybody in the country could come and sit down with the President of the United States.
That is a very interesting fact,
on Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Wow.
And so it was, you know, I'm sure they did other things in the morning on Wednesdays, Thursdays,
yeah.
but, and I realize that is not the day and the age and the culture that we live in. But I do think there's great value in that people feeling like and knowing that they can get a hold of their elected representatives and talk to them. In fact, I love what one of my sons said to me when we were running in 2016, putting up signs. He said, we were standing there at the red light at Big Ridge and Hickson Pike. He said, you know, Dad, he said, if that red light goes out right there, he said, people are not going to call the president. They're not going to know who the governor is to call him. They don't know what goes on in Nashville. They're going to call the county commissioner.
Yeah.
Now, that's a city red light. So,
yeah.
But I understand what he's saying. People want to know that they can get a hold of someone that can help them. And that's why I want to be that type of person. And so I would welcome any inquiries, questions. I think I'm batting 1,000 at returning people's phone calls and emails that are District 3 constituents, because I think that's really important.
Yeah.
And that's what I would want to say just in closing and remind people to go vote. Go vote on August the 2nd.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for being a part of this.
No, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to share who I am.
Thank you so much to Greg Martin for taking the time to sit down for this interview. Now today, when this was released, we also released with the interview with his opponent, Rosabelle Gorman. And so we really recommend that you sit and you listen to each one of these right after the other, and you get a really good picture for who these candidates are and sort of their perspective and how they want to serve the people of Hamilton County, and in this case, the people of District 3. I do want to take a moment to remind you that our local elections are in August. They're coming up August 2nd. This is something you're going to hear over and over again through these podcast interviews because it's different from our state and national elections, and that can be confusing for people. So early voting is going to start in July, and then the big day is August 2nd. Now, in the show notes to this episode, you're going to find some links that can take you to the Hamilton County election website. If you have any questions about your ballot or your polling place, you can find that there. There's also a link for the map. If you're confused about where these districts are within the Hamilton County, you can look at that map and kind of see where we're talking about. And then there's also going to be links to whoever it is that I'm interviewing, to their candidate's website. So thank you all for sitting through these interviews and for learning more about the people looking to represent you. I'd love for you to take these episodes and share them with friends and family and coworkers, especially if this is your district. We want everybody to be as formed and as educated as they can when they go into that polling booth on August 2nd. So thank you all for being here, and we hope you have a great day. We'll see you back here next time.